What's up, y'all? This is 1028 Awakenings, and I'm back again with another podcast episode. What's going on, y'all? I hope you guys are looking good, smelling good, and feeling good. All right. So tonight we're going to talk to you about Atlantis. Now, Atlantis is definitely a movie I did not watch as a kid because I have Jamaican parents. Okay. But when I did learn about the story of Atlantis, I was really intrigued by this, okay? And a lot of you guys know that who follow me, because I've always been intrigued about the Bermuda Triangle. For some strange reason, I have to figure out what that means. And today, these are the topics that we're diving in today, all right? So guys, thank you so much for your continuing support with my podcast. I'm so grateful. I'm growing every day rapidly, and it's so cool to just expand in this kind of magnitude just by just being curious, okay? All right, so the city of Atlantis. So a lot of people get past life readings with me, and this card does come up, which is the city of Atlantis, and they're like, well, what does that mean? And I go into depths of what that means. So sorry. You could definitely book a past life progression reading with me online on my website at 1028awakenings.com if that's something that you're interested in. I did do my own past life progression, and I did walk with Jesus. Okay, so that's super cool. So in my past life, I helped him in some kind of way. My soul did anyway, like not the Ashley avatar, but I can strongly feel that, because ever since I was a little girl, I just knew something was off about the Bible. I knew it was right, and it had things in it that was accurate. I'm not discrediting, but then blowing up everybody and killing everybody because, yeah, I don't know, some stuff just wasn't right, you know. And you can't just make somebody make you believe something, but you know, we all can believe what we want to, and that's the power of belief. Okay, all right, so we're talking about Atlantis here. So Atlantis was this city of advanced civilization. Come to find out, there were multiple other cities that were like this as well. Atlantis was not just one place, but it kind of took over the whole earth. The whole earth was very advanced. Some places were a little bit advanced than others, and this is all coming from Dolores Cannon's teachings from her hypnosis when she puts people under, and basically they go back in their other past life and share with us information that has basically been distorted, which is super cool. All right, so Atlantis was ran by crystals, and crystals are what we're slowly using today, which I feel like is just like a slow way of reintroducing everything back to us again. So our cell phones are solar powered by crystals. Somebody must be sleepy. A lot of us don't even know that. So our phones, electronics, things like that is all powered by crystals, and we don't even know. Our iPhones especially. All right. So Atlantis had a city of a lot of value, and crystals ran everything. They even had flying cars, and they were all powered by crystals. There was absolutely no diseases, and they had a lot of rooms that had like colors and sound healing. Everyone was pretty much healthy all the time, and people lived for hundreds of years. Not hundred, but hundreds of years, okay? Because there were really no disease. Now, this happened for thousands of years. You know, the U.S. history is only like 100 years old. We don't have like a whole bunch. You know, you can count the president numbers and see that. So this happened for a very, very long time. But a lot of you guys know about like these infamous stories about like Noah's Ark, which I haven't heard anything about. So I wonder if that was just pretend or something. But anyway, Atlantis was drowned. Okay, this whole thing was drowned, and it was because man, you know, male testosterone was wanting to be greedy. They wanted more power, so they wanted to mix pig organs and stick them in human bodies. Well, you know, when you stick a foreign object in a human body, it attacks it because it's not supposed to be there. So they're trying to mix the DNA of human cell in the pig before moving the organ through. But we don't know if it's going to cause disease in the body. Why you need to know this? Why you need to have a half goat man pig? I don't know, you know. So this is really the reason why they flooded and destroyed Atlantis, because they got so high in technology that they wanted to recreate their own species, which is just like, why are you doing all of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you just can't chill? You know what I'm saying? So this is happening again. So we're on track for this same problem. So Atlantis was flooded. They sunk the city. Some of the people survived, and they went into inner cities. Yeah, we do have inner ground cities. We have cities in the underground. A lot of you guys have heard about celebrities talking about how there was going to be a big explosion in 2012, and they had these bunkers that they paid for. Well, that accurately can be true, because they do have inner city in the underground that are cities. Okay, it just is what it is. Do they come up here and talk to us? No. Are they guarded where the entrances are? They are, but they do exist, and most of them are under the entrances to them are underneath the pyramids. Okay, they also talk about the building of a pyramid, so we're segueing into that now. So Dolores Cannon talks about the building of pyramids and how they were done with levitation, and basically humans just like us, you know, ET beings, and we were able to levitate the stones, carve them with our mind, and place them where they needed to go. And that's what we did. We also had a lot of meditation at that time, and we did all of this with our mind. So these movies and these shows that they tell you is just not real. It really is our real lives being, you know, given to us in imagination form as they steal money from us. And we did this to ourselves. Only human, you know, jacked it up like that. But it, to me, it all works out, because some of us really intuitively knew that this stuff was true. You know what I mean? Like, I really did know that I felt that there was some truth behind a lot of things that I see on TV, you know, and I never questioned it, you know, because I always kind of felt like I had some kind of inner knowing. All right. Especially how, like, I was always connected to like sci-fi and Game of Thrones and things of that stuff, you know. All right. So I don't want to make this too long. I'll do a part two about Atlantis, the sinking. Some people went in the inner grounds in the city, in the inner cores of the earth, and other people went on to, you know, do other things like build the pyramids and things of that nature. So we'll talk about the flood, and we'll also talk about the Bermuda Triangle. All right, guys, I see you guys on the next podcast episode. Bye.